Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Steve Hunts. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Echeverrin for the out. Robinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Robinson moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Johnson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Hermann and he is out, McKinney applying the tag. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-0 in the game. Echeverrin is hit by the pitch. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Echeverrin moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Echeverrin moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Palmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Echeverry scores. Johnson scores. Bellinger moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-2 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-2 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of John Stone. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Bellinger scores. Palmer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-1 in the game. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunts moves to third. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunts scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Grant Jackson now pitching. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunts hits a fly ball towards right. Retton Munn catches it and throws to home to double up May. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnstone who is chasing the ball. Bellinger reaches third base with a triple. Grant Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 7-4, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKinney catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to second. Dick Hall now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams bunts towards the mound. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvarado moves to third. Reichardt moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Reichardt moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 7-5, Orioles. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reichardt tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-6, Orioles. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 7, Orioles, 7. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. May hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Rick Reichardt now playing left field. Walt Williams now playing right field. Bart Johnson now pitching. Merv Retton Munn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Echeverren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Rettenmund steals second. Andy Echeverren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverren is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Echeverren takes first base on ball 4. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunts fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Rettenmund trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Echeverren moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunts hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Tom Chappe pinch hits for Dick Hall. Tom Chappe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappe bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to second. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-4 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 8-7, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Blair steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.